Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's an interesting statistic, and I want to know where you fall on this. 34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy. 644-9850. You can tell us about yourself. You can tell us about somebody you know. 644-9850. 34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy.
Like a stuffy?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Elena.
Elena, 34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy. How about you?
I do.
Are you an adult?
I will be 21 in August.
You're an adult.
And so what stuffed toy is sleeping with you?
I have a Build-A-Bear from when I was really young.
I love Build-A-Bear so much. And is there a heartbeat in it or anything like that? One of those little sound things?
There's not, but there is, you know, the normal heart in it, but I sleep with it every night.
Oh my gosh.
Is it in a custom costume as you can do it, Build-A-Bear?
No, I don't know where I put all of its clothes, but...
Yep, that happens.
What's a naked stuffy?
A naked stuffy.
Yep.
What is your stuffed animal's name?
It's just Puppy.
Puppy.
Because when I was a kid, I would name everything after the animal that it was.
Yeah, just Puppy. Okay, so Puppy, cat, elephant, like something like that?
Yep.
Okay, so you sleep with a stuffy, that's one. Kathy, how about you? 34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy.
Well, I don't know if this counts, but I sleep with my baby blanket still.
Baby blanket counts. I support that fully. What color is your baby blanket?
It's white with balloons on it, and I actually started doing it because my grandmother always slept with hers.
Oh, that's amazing.
And does your blanket have a special name? Is it Blanky or Mimi, or what do you call it?
No, my husband calls it annoying because it usually winds up on his side of the bed.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. And you call it what?
It's just my blanket.
Just a blanket.
Okay. And yeah, well, blanky,
funny.
blank. I mean, there's a lot of different terms. Ashley, you're on Kiss 98.5. I don't know if that counts, though.
No.
34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy. Do you, Ashley?
I personally don't, but... my cousin, who's had the same stuffed animal since she was a baby, our great aunt gave it to her when she was a newborn, and she's almost 33.
And so what's the stuffed animal? What is the...
It's a little pink rhinoceros with a... and it's like a... almost like a running pant material.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like a swishing
stretchy
material.
Yeah,
and, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he almost has... the poor thing almost has no... stuffing left in him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We could,
and she bought the same one, but a newer version for her niece that was just born.
And how old is your cousin?
33.
How do you introduce...
I didn't hear your cousin's first name. What's your cousin's first name?
Don't do that.
Do you want to call her? She lives in Rochester.
Oh, that's so funny. I kind of would like to. We'll put you on hold in just a second. How do you introduce... like, she's 33, so is she married?
No.
Okay, so I was just going to say, how do you introduce that stuffy?
Let's blue sky. Things are going well. You're in a relationship, and suddenly you need to explain who. What's that?
What's that? That's my stuffy. Why is it in your bed? Because stuffy sleeps with me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I have enough answers. Thank you. Jess. Jess.
Hi.
34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy. There's no shaming here. Where do you fall on this?
No shame. So I'm 31 years old, and right before my grandma died when I was 14, she gave me this turtle stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of random because it was from Pier 1, and I remember thinking, wow, I didn't know Pier 1 sold these. It's like a beanbag kind of pillow in the shape of a turtle. And obviously its name is Turtle. I didn't get too creative when I was younger. And I have had that thing for, 16 years? And I use it as a second pillow on my pillow every night of my life. Like, cannot sleep without it.
So that's definitely a stuffy. That's a stuffy in the bed. How do you explain it to, do you have a significant other?
Yes, yes. So my boyfriend at first was like, is this real? And I'm like, yes, it's a real thing. Every once in a while, he gets a little, you know, kind of dingy looking, so I throw him in the washing machine, and, you know, he comes out kind of new. He has a few holes, but I'd say for 16 years old, he looks pretty good.
So, you know, I give guys credit because in this situation, guys usually just like, they just look past those kind of things. They're like, okay, whatever. I don't care. She's worth it.
He totally is like, whatever. Sometimes he'll tease me and he'll like pick it up and be, you know, like pretend like he's going to throw it. And I'm like, no.
Not turtle.
That can be a sign of crazy, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Right. But I like that he's just kind of rolling with the turtle punches. Amanda, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. I do not sleep with a stuffed animal, but our dog who sleeps in our bed does. And we end up sleeping with the stuffed animal after he gets off the bed.
That's by proxy now.
Oh, so you're going with the story of my dog brings the stuffy to bed. Sure. What kind of stuffy does your puppy like?
It's usually his little shark.
Oh, a baby shark?
A baby shark?
Pretty much.
That's amazing. Thank you for calling. iKiss 98.5. Nicole.
Hi.
Do you sleep with a stuffed animal? Because we've got a statistic that says 34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy.
I do sleep with a stuffed animal.
Okay. And what's your stuffed animal's name?
Doggy.
How long have you had Doggy?
Doggy.
I've had Doggy since I was 8 years old.
And Doggy sleeps near your face, like in your arms. Where does Doggy sleep?
In my neck.
In your neck? Okay.
It's a perfect neck pillow.
Got it. How do you introduce Doggy to significant others?
As Doggy.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for calling. This is so hard for me to do, Nick. Like, it's hard for me to...
Not judge?
Not... Like, I love it.
You're doing a really good job.
Am I doing a good job? Yeah. I'm trying really hard not to giggle, but I love it. I love stuffies. I support blankies.
I believe it's all adorable.
Stuffies, whatever makes you sleep good. Tina's up next. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Do you sleep with a stuffy, Tina?
So, I don't, but my daughter does. She's 17, and I got her a... stuffed bear when she was younger. She was about 7 years old, and she would have like nightmares all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I got her a stuffed bear that was called Happy Bear, and she sleeps with it to this day. She doesn't go to bed without her Happy Bear. It's really cute.
Is she graduating this year?
No, next year.
Okay, so will Happy Bear go to college?
Oh, I'm sure that she will.
Mm-hmm. You need to get a little graduation cap for Happy Bear.
I do. Actually, she had surgery at Children's like 2 weeks ago.
Awesome.
And she had to bring her Happy Bear with her.
Good.
So of course. It was cute.
That's amazing. How blown away were you with the level of amazingness Children's is?
Oh, they're so great. They were wonderful. Like the service and like just the caring, the compassion, they were fabulous. They really were.
Walking into that hospital, it's pretty amazing. Our community did that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's cool. I love that story about her stuffy bear. She's really thrilled you called in, too. Christina.
Hello.
Hey, do you sleep with a stuffed animal?
No, but my husband does. Oh. And my mother-in-law had given me a box of all of his childhood, you know, toys and things that she kept from him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And in this memento box was his little, you know, silky bunny, Fisher-Price little thing. And... you know, a couple months after my bridal shower, I'm finding this thing in our bed. I'm like, really? Are you serious?
After your bridal shower, yes.
Our kids have their own stuffies, and you know, now he has his back, so it's pretty funny.
That's all right.
And what does he call it?
It's just his bunny, and I think it was actually his sister's because he had lost his and then inherited hers. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he is a bunny.
Does the
bunny come between the two of you? I'm sorry, I just don't.
I mean, sometimes I find it under my pillow, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not my bunny. This
Maybe he props it up to watch while you sleep, like to look over you.
Let's hope.
Like a safety bunny?
Definitely a safety bunny.
I love it. That's awesome. Tiffany, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so do...
Hold on, buddy fell over. Put him back up.
I can't believe you asked that question. Do you sleep with a stuffed animal?
So I don't. I actually sleep with a, I call it my blankie. It's actually a comforter that I've probably had since high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be 36. It's more of a comfort thing. I got rid of it, so to speak, and I found it. And when I had a really severe like death in the family, it was a comfort thing. So immediately I took to it, and I still have it. I just can't get rid of it.
But
the rule is, my husband cannot sleep in it. Like, we sleep, I sleep in my comforter. He calls it my tissue paper blanket because it's so thin and so old. So he sleeps in his comforter and I sleep in mine. And we, nope, he can't, he cannot come into my comforter.
What are you talking, like sleeping bags?
it's like when you have a blankie and you can just kind of like cover yourself in it.
Yeah.
Like a cocoon.
Yeah, like exactly. Protect yourself, like shield yourself from the other person.
Yes, something like that.
It's like, that's not the loving relationship we're looking for here.
And I take it everywhere I go.
I love it, yeah, right?
Everywhere. Some place that I have to go to sleep at.
Right, hey man,
you need to find your comfort somewhere.
Do you ever stuff it in your bag just so you can put your hand in your bag and feel it just a little bit?
No.
No, you don't do that?
It's a comforter.
Oh, it's a comfort. Wait, you're taking your comforter with you places?
Well, if I have to go to sleep somewhere.
Okay. Oh, okay. Not like meetings.
Okay.
I don't take it with me to work.
Yet.
That'd be a little different.
I'm glad you called. Angelou, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
All right, you get the final word on this one. We're wondering, we have a study out, 34% of adults sleep with a stuffed toy. How about you?
So I've attempted on several occasions to be that cutesy person that, you know, takes their stuffed animal to sleep. I have several teddy bears that I've gotten from my boyfriend. And I'm like, oh, I'll sleep with it. Yeah, absolutely. By the middle of the night, it is on the floor. I just can't, for some reason, I cannot hold on to it overnight. I'll try, and then it's somewhere in the room, on the floor, thrown on the other side of the room or something like that. I just can't do it.
Mm-mm. So you don't know why, but your subconscious does not allow bears in the bed.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh.
I try.
Do you ever push your boyfriend out of the bed when he's in the bed?
Does he get ejected too?
Yeah, like what's happening?
I mean, sometimes he will get stuck in like a sliver of the bed and I will just be sprawled out.
Right.
On the bed.
I get it.
But... Yeah,
you.
It's all about real estate.
She's a lot of fun. She's like, everybody out of my bed. I need my space. Exactly.
Exactly.
I love that. So I guess you kind of fall into the category of sleeping with a stuffed toy until you throw it away, out of the bed. Yes.
Yep. I attempt, but it just won't stay.
All right. Thanks for calling Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.